922-921. Now, I have tried something in the past with very little success. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. We're going to try to get liberals to call the show, but I want them to understand. By the way, conservatives, anybody can call in this on this topic. But if you let Jason know that you're a liberal, it's going to be different. I am not going to challenge you on anything. I'm going to spend a few minutes. In fact, we'll probably do this after the news that we'll take calls. I have no idea what liberals are thinking about the Bo Bergdahl story. Are they defending President Obama? Do they think he screwed up monumentally? Do they agree with the release? Do they disagree with what appears could be a deserter? The exchange, 5-for-1? I have no idea. So I want to share a lot of things with you on what's going on today. And because here's my question. It does appear that the criticism, not my question, my observation, and then my question. It does appear that the dissatisfaction with this cuts across ideological lines. That there are liberals who are asking, what the hell were you thinking? And that's my question. You know the White House thought they were going to be heroes on this, don't you? The White House thought, and I saw it at hotair.com yesterday, Chuck Todd talking to people in the White House, they thought there was going to be euphoria. They thought that getting an American POW back was going to be a boom for them. And I'm guessing they thought it was going to take attention away from the VA and other problems facing the administration right now, but mostly the VA scandal. Oh, it did that. Yeah. It's a distraction, but not the way they intended. Now, here's something that has happened that I'm sure the White House did not count on. The mainstream media did not have their back on this one. The mainstream media, my gosh, including the New York Times. The New York Times is exposing, okay, so there's this note that sure makes it look like he's a deserter. And that note had been previously reported upon. How could the White House not have known about that? And they went through with this anyway? I have a theory on why. But I want to start this with the way the media, the mainstream media, is not having the White House's back. I mentioned the New York Times. By the way, they said they properly informed Congress, but they have apologized for not properly informing Congress. How can it be both? It's like when you're being sued for libel or slander, they say, don't apologize. It's a mission of guilt. Don't apologize unless it's in exchange for a guarantee that you won't be sued. That is the only time you... Yeah, they apologized to Dianne Feinstein. Well, we should have kept you in the... Well, you said you did. And if you didn't, it would actually violate the law. And now the Army is investigating him. But the part that's fascinating me is how the media is not giving them cover. ABC News in their nightly newscast last night had a piece from Jonathan Carl. We're going to play the audio for you. A warning, though. There's a dropout here, and I'm sure it's a coincidence, but it's a hell of a coincidence. There's an audio dropout right where he says, but now the Army is investigating whether or not Bergdahl deserted. That's dropped out, and I left the second of dead air there so you will understand that it's missing. But where I found this online... That's missing. I don't know if it's... I doubt it's intentional. I'm sure it was just a technical little blink there. But when you hear that, what Jonathan Carl is saying is now the Army is investigating as to whether he did desert. The focus of Carl's story is, yeah, all that stuff the White House was saying about Bo Bergdahl, yeah, not so much.
But much of what the White House said initially about the deal for Sergeant Bergdahl is now in question. First, there's Bergdahl himself. On Sunday, the administration portrayed him as something of a hero.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
But today, the news is the Army is preparing to... How about the five Taliban released in the deal just yesterday?
The transfer of these detainees did not pose a significant threat to the United States.
But today?
Is there the possibility of some of them trying to return to activities that are detrimental to us? Absolutely.
Finally, there's Bergdahl's father, growing his beard till his son was freed, clearly willing to do anything to help. He joined the president in the Rose Garden Saturday to announce the release. Since then, we've learned that last week
that
he tweeted directly to a Taliban spokesman, quote, "I am still working to free all Guantanamo prisoners. God will repay for the death of every Afghan child."
David, for all the criticism and second-guessing the White House is facing about making a deal with the Taliban, and there's been even more than they expected, the president's top advisors insist it was an easy call. As one senior official told me tonight, any other president would have done the same thing.
I summarily reject that. My wife and I were in the car together last night, and this was being discussed on the radio, and she said, you know, she made the general thesis that Obama has now distinguished himself as a worse president than Jimmy Carter. And I agree. But she made the case, Carter wouldn't have done this. No, I agree with her. Now, today Carter would, because he's gone off completely the liberal deep end. In the 1970s, he never would have done that. Bill Clinton wouldn't have done this. So why did President Obama seemingly bend over backwards to get a guy released in exchange for five ruthless killers who are now roaming free and, I guarantee, will do harm to the United States again? Why did he do this at such a high political risk, and why didn't he understand the political risk? Because I think he finds a deserter a hero. I do. I think he finds a deserter a hero. I think this is the same mindset someone about my age who was just, you know, too young to be an adult during the Vietnam War, who the war protesters were heroes to a liberal like him. They were to me before I moved over to the right. Someone who repudiates his country, his service, and its mission is a hero. This guy's a hero to Barack Obama. This guy's a hero to much of the left. Now, if you're a lefty and you disagree with that, or if you're a conservative and you think he had another motive, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If you're a lefty, whatever your belief system is, I'm not going to challenge you on it. I am dying to know where the left sits on this. And I encourage you to call in 6 minutes, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 929. You could never pretend that I'm your
man. That's exactly the way that I want. The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof